Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Lili Nishmasi Mimirosi Ruspas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Chaim in honor of Reb Eli. Thank you, Chaim. By Shlomi Rosenberg, Lili Nishmas, my grandmother and aunt, killed in the camps. Chayo Bas Rebin Tzio in Olea Shalom Hashem Yikim Domo. Esther Tzino Bas Reb Shimon Olea Shalom Hashem Yikim Domo. Rabbi, I just want to let you know that the launch for the Free Gemara campaign, which is, if you join the shir and you try it out, you get a free Gemara art scroll, which for Sukkah we gave out 1,800 Gemaras. And by the way, the retention rate is off the charts. We don't exactly know, somewhere in the 80-something percent. It's crazy, crazy numbers. So we launched yesterday. And Baruch Hashem, 40 people already signed up for free Gemaras. It's very good. And I also want to announce that, yes, we have a major sponsor, Murad Nakash. Yeah? Oh, it's in the wrong place. Yeah, this is the Zoom mic. Sorry. They'll find out when they start signing up. It says, are you part of the shir? Yes or no? A lot of people write no so they could get a free Gemara. Whatever. It's interesting. So, what are you laughing? You're one of them? Okay, Yaakov. So, a young guy from Farakoe, Yechiel Pfeiffer, the son of the rabbi in Bayswater, Rabbi Pfeiffer, he donated $2,500 yesterday. He said, I spoke to him this morning, he said he wants to invest. He thinks it's a great investment, and I think it is. Get 100 people, Gemaras. From those 100 people, 70, 80 stick around, learn Torah, learn, could finish Shas, change their family, their life. It's an unbelievable investment. So Yishkoyach, Rabbi Yechiel. Joel Mizrahi, a photo attached, a little hard to see. Look for the castle. Learning the Daf across the street from Dutch Wonderland in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So I named the photo Daf Wonderland, which is actually always true of learning the Daf. Great to see you back in MDY based Medrash. Joel Mizrahi. Here he is, learning the daf, and here's the castle. Morty Ness, listen to this. This just happened a few hours ago. Dear Reb Eli, I was just in Newark Airport, sending my oldest daughter to the seminary. We were about to say goodbye, I noticed a lady walking by with an MDY daf baseball cap. It's interesting. There's women out there with the daf baseball cap, but the guy, the poor guy in the doctor office yesterday, he can't get one. I turned to her and asked her, what's her connection with the 8-Minute? And she pointed to her husband, Michael Benchitrit, from Aventura, Miami, Florida. All of a sudden, in the middle of the airport, with everyone crying and saying goodbye. No, you know what I'm talking about. No, 120 girls coming to Torah Mitzvah yesterday. We were taking selfies, talking about Shlomi Kleinmark, Ashkenazi, and MDY as if nothing else was happening. It's amazing. It turns out our daughters are going to the same seminary. I hope they have a chance to spend Shabbos in Bet Shemesh with the MDY Chevra. Yep, it's all open. You guys, you can have these girls. I'll have them, it's fine. You give me this dirty look. I'll take them. It's fine. Kol Tov, I want them. Kol Tov and good Geben Shiyor to all Mordechai Ness. Here's the picture of the two of them, two proud fathers, forgetting about their daughters. They just walked through security like, ah! Michael Benchitri flew from Miami with his wife to New York to say goodbye to his daughter. Unbelievable. Yeah, I know. He has twins, a son and a... I met the son in the Miami Shir. Here is Shruli Berman on a plane. Learning Torah. I Reb Eli, this is really Berman, Eli Berman's son, Shlissel Chala from Detroit. A few weeks ago, I was in Denver for a surgical consult for my baby who needs more surgery, but I never forgot to do the daf, even at 12 a.m. mountain time on a flight. With my baby, was not happy the entire flight. Here he is, learning Torah on the flight. You see, these pictures, they encourage others to learn Torah, so Givaldic. What else? We have by Yisrael Goldstein. I don't want to forget this one. He says he wants to give appreciation to all the MDY guys, but he doesn't want to leave anybody out, but he wants to give a special shout out to the one and only Yosef. He wasn't able to watch Shiurim live, and he's watching the next day. He's doing a phenomenal job coming from a photographer who has the eye, these things. Yesterday, Nisanel Gantz sent me, I didn't know, he said his favorite shtick was the shiur I gave in Los Angeles, and I had the wand to do this. You like that also? Great. the water. I went like this, and the screen went full. Whatever, little stuff add to the experience of the daf. What else do we have here? What is that? You guys have to do chazara, my friend. Those who are alive have to do chazara. That's why this is an empty base marriage today. Moisha Summers joined at the beginning of Sukkah. And I can honestly say that Fiyomi has changed my entire day in numerous ways. And it goes on and on. A lot of chidushim he has here. Ksiv Chasim Toiva, your entire family. Moisha Summers, University Heights, Ohio. And finally, from Mo Landy, I just heard the story of the Am Haaretz who brings Chalas. It's a long time ago. And that is one of your favorite stories. When I met you by the Shabbat Brachas, you proudly said that you were a Litvak. I had my doubts then, after only 2 shiurim. But now I know for sure, I don't know anything more Hasidish in the world than that story. Embrace the rebel inside you. Thank you again for doing the cloud, making a bench and good, all the good in this world, and Karen should be Kayemis Lo'ilam Abba. P.S. I'm sure if you want, okay, this you can read. I'm not going to read it in shiur. The last P.S. All right. Zokt the Halig Gemara. We are 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Menches Omid Beis. Ma'arav Yishalmayim. So we learned that the Shitin, the two, first you do Nisuch HaMayim into the two Kalim. Do I have a picture here of it? Yeah, here we go. So the water is on the Ma'arav, the wine is on the Mizrach. Torah Rabbanon. Ma'isa B'Tzduki Echad, as we discussed yesterday, there's a story with Tzduki. A heretic. Shenisach Agabi Raglov. They don't believe in the Torah. Shebal Peh. And they don't believe in the whole kinds of Nisuch HaMayim. Because it's not beforeish in the Torah. So he took the water and he poured it on his feet. Urgamu, Kalaham, by Sregeim. And everybody started pelting him with a Sregeim. According to the art scroll, 6,000 Jews died because of that. Voice Ayoim, Nivgimo, Kerin Amizbeh. The Sregeim. Sroigim, Rashi says, they also pelted him with stones. They point out it's not brought in the Gemara because it's Aser. We have that problem today also. Sometimes people throw stones at other Jews on Shabbos or whatever, and it's Aser. It's Muktzah. So that's why it's not even brought down that they threw stones. But those stones created a pgam, then took off a piece of the Mizbeach. And when the Mizbeach is missing a mashuhu, it becomes possible. You can't put karbanos on it. And they took, by the way, Rabbi, this is one of my favorite daftim, maybe of all time. It's an unbelievably geshmak daf. So they took a handful of salt and they plugged up the hole on the keren. The keren is this little guy, there's 4 of them, 1 amma by 1 amma on the corners, the 4 corners, that had a little bit of a problem. So they took salt, they put it in. Why? You can't use the mizbeach anymore. We had a whole sugi. If you have a karban that is about to go on the mizbeach, and then there's a little bit of a dent in the mizbeach, it becomes dachu, you can never bring that karban again, even if you repair the mizbeach. But that's not how you repair mizbeach with salt. Just for the temporary fix, so for an outsider that looks at mizbeach, it doesn't look like there's something missing, but in fact, it's not a good fix. Top of Mem Tes Omed Aleph. So Rashi says this. Rashi says that the word hamizbeach tells us that it's li'ikov, and if you don't have this, shalom aleichem, if you don't have this, whatever it is, before the word hamizbeach, it's not a good mizbeach. What does it say? It says al karnois hamizbeach. So the keren, although it's above 9 amma, it's that extra amma, make it 10, it's essential to the mizbeach because it says hamizbeach. El panei is referring to the kevesh because it's in the front of the mizbeach. Yesoid is it's hard to see over here. There's a little tiny part. It actually goes all the way around, but on this part it's missing. So, okay, it's not the greatest picture for the yesoid, but it's the bottom part. It's like a step, 1 amma. This is the soyviv. Now, the soyviv is controversial. Not controversial, it's a shiloh. Is the soyviv part of it? It doesn't say in the Torah, soyviv hamizbeach. So what does it say? It says karkoiv. So one mandoma says, as we're going to see, it means the soyviv. And the chacham say, no, it doesn't mean that. It means something else. Revuayia, it needs to be perfectly square. And if it's off square a little bit, like tefillin, puzzle. Says the Gemara, "Comes back. Shein loy kevish, loy kerem, loy yisoy, loy ribua." Pasul avoda. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, he adds on, "Af hasoyvev." Even that ledge that's six amma up is also essential. What's going on? Where's Akiva, Sadik? Oh, here he is. Akiva's here. You got permission to come? Your mother took care of it. Your father couldn't do it, right? Yeah, that's why I figured. He put you in the brach to begin with. All right, Omer Rav, Omer Bachan, Omer B'Yechanan. He's the nicest guy. He calls up the principal. Could my son come to Daf Yomi Shir? It's his wife, who was best friends with my wife. She tells me, why did he have to call? Just send him to the Shir, finish, if the principal calls up. And of course, the principal says, absolutely not. You can't come to Daf. So she had to call and get him in. Now that's why he's missing the last few days. But Baruch Hashem is here. Omer Rav, Omer Bachan, Omer B'Yechanan. Shitin, Mishashis, Mei Bereshis, Nivru. So now we have a three-way machloikis. Unbelievable stuff here. Things that I could have never dreamt of. These drains, who created them? What are they? This three-way machloikis. One man, the Amar, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them during creation of the world. The other man, the Amar, says, no, it was made by human beings. And the other man, the Amar, says, it doesn't even exist. You don't have drains. You just pour it right between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. Says the Gemara inside, Shitin, Mishashis, Yimei, Bereshis, Nivru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Shenemar chamuki yirichayich kemo yichaloi. Ma'aseh de Aman. The handiwork of a master. Chamuki yirichayich. Elu ha-shitin. Kemo yichaloi shemcholalim v'yordim ad-haim. They go all the way down into the center of the universe. Into the deep, deep down. Ma'aseh de Aman. Zu ma'aseh de umnasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't see anybody really talk about it, but why is it so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it B'sheshis Mei Bereshis? Not only that, look at this. Tana Dvei B'Shmol, Bereshis. Al Tikri Bereshis Ela Barashis. The word, think about this. The very, very first word in the Torah, Bereshis, it talks about the Shitin. The Shitin! Nobody even cares. Who cares about the Shitin? Yeah, the Shitin is the first word of the Torah. It's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the only thing I can think of is what we discussed yesterday is that the water had a taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why should we be down here? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he separated the upper waters and the lower waters, why should we be down here? We want to be up there. Don't worry about it. I'm going to put you on the Mizbeach. How much? A few lugin. Compared to all the water in the world, I'm putting just a few lugin every day. Three lugin max times seven. 21 lugin for all the water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe said, look, nah, I'm going to put you down into, it's going to go, you're going to go up, you're going to top the Mizbeach, and then it's going to go and mix into the waters of the world. I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry. It's my promise. I'm taking care of whatever that means. But it's very important. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oimer. What? Where was that? No, where was that, lady? What? Oh, we had that. We had that. No. It's a medrash. We had it. One in Yuma somewhere. All right, the medrash. Rabbi Yisai, it doesn't really say it straight out. If you look around in your svarim, you might not see it. So if you came to shir just for this nekuda, it was worth it. What is Rabbi Yisai saying? You tell me when we're reading Rabbi Yisai. How do you learn Rabbi Yisai? Says, Tanya Rabbi Yisai Oimer. Shitin, I'm asking, who created the Shitin according to Rabbi Yisai? Look. Shitin mechoy lalim v'yordim ad ha'tahayim. They're hollow. They go all the way down into, how do you say time in English? The depths of the earth, whatever the word is, the deep, deep down, thousands of miles, 1,000 miles down. Shenemar Oshiro no liyididi shiras doidi lekarmu. So this is a nevuah. I'm saying over the nevuah for my beloved, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's like Haviyachol, the owner of a vineyard. Kerem hoyo liyididi bekeren ben shemen. My beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the owner had a beautiful vineyard. Where? In the greatest place on earth. The place that grows the best pears in the world, which is Eretz Yisrael. Vayazakeyu vayisakleyu vayisakleyu vayisakleyu. He's misalik. He got rid of the stones. He got rid of the nations. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get rid of the nations? So that we shouldn't be mushpa from their averis. Their oved aved zara. See, not that, it shouldn't be any, whatever. So to make sure that we don't have that nisayan with the guy, it shouldn't be chayta. Vayizakehu means that he made it stronger, put fences around it. Vayitoheu, and he planted soirik. What does soirik mean? Says Rashi, planted not seeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a little seed to make a vineyard. He planted the roots. The roots that are what? Vayivim migdo b'toichai, v'yam yekiv chotzavboi, and he built a tower, and then he built, and he made also a vat for the wine. Vayitoheu soirik, zebeis hamigdosh. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want most? That we should be close to Him. And that closeness through the Beis HaMikdash, that's what He wanted. Vayivim Migdol B'Soichai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a tower within the Beis HaMikdash, Zeh Mizbeach. That's Mizbeach. V'gam Yekev Chotzav Boy. And He also made a vat for the wine. Eilu HaShisin. These are the drains that you pour the wine into. So here you see, somehow, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the sheetsin were down below, very deep in the ground. So I'm asking you, stop. Look in your art scroll, look in your sifta. So who created them? Hashem or a human being? Based on this nevuah, what do you say, Rabbi Yossi? Anybody? Hashem. That's the pashtus. Hashem. So I'm here to tell you, no. Rabbi Yossi's mechulek. Human beings created it. Tosfos says. Sometimes if you came just for that, so we have the first pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. The second pshat is, according to Rabbi Yossi, man created it. How do I know? Says Tosfos, because man created Beis HaMikdash. Who created the Beis HaMikdash? He built the Beis HaMikdash. It says Vayivim Migdol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Mizbeach. He didn't create it. A human being built the Mizbeach. So a male, a human being also built the Shisim. So here comes a third shita. Not that. It wasn't like this. It wasn't two drains right here on top of the Mizbeach. Not like that. Lul koton hoya ben kevesh la Mizbeach. There was a shoot between the kevesh and the Mizbeach. Now we know that there was a gap between the kevesh, the ramp, and the Mizbeach. There was a gap. Either it was like Chut HaSairo, or some say it was even larger, even up to an Amah. Mechloik is how. Why? Because they would take the meat and toss it. You have to toss it, so it had to be all the way down to the ground. In that gap, Letzad Mairov, in other words, this way, remember you go up the ramp and you go to Mairov, so 8 Amah, says Rashi, from the center, because it was 16 Amahs wide, from the center to over here is 8 Amahs. Somewhere over here, there was a place, a chute, where they poured all the wine in. It accumulate wine. That was the vat. So it wasn't a drainage system. And once every 70 years, the youngsters, the kids, would go in there, they would climb in there, and they would take all the congealed wine out that's similar to pressed figs, and they would burn this wine in Gdusha, in a place of Gdusha. In other words, in the Azara, they wouldn't take it outside. Why? Because it was a Dabar Kaddish. It was Nisachim. Now, there's no Me'ila, as the Gemara is going to say. If you use it, you don't have to bring a carbon. It's still Kaddish. I want to venture to say, again, I didn't see this anywhere, but it occurred to me, because I'm busy the whole Shas saying that the number 300 and number 400 shows that it's a little bit of an exaggeration. 400 barrels, 400 parsa, 400. And now all of a sudden I realized that maybe the word 70 is also a little bit of an exaggeration. It doesn't mean every 70 years. Well, 70 years, the tchelas, the chilazin comes up every 70 years. A charuv takes 70 years to grow. Where else? We had also in Makkah 70. 70. Oh, no. Well, Harani Kiven Shivim Shana, very good. Also in Makkah it says that the Bezdin wouldn't kill even once in 70 years. It means a lifetime. It's a lifetime. It's a very long time. What? Okay. Very good. 70 is a lifetime. It's a lifetime. It doesn't necessarily, I'm saying it doesn't, it could be every 65 years they cleaned it out. It doesn't mean necessarily 70. Okay, fine. Shinemar b'kodesh hasich nesach sheichar l'Hashem. The famous hasich. What? We would also, yeah. But it's a different. Water just evaporates, goes, it spills on the Mizbeach. Over here, it's something you have to clean out. And it congeals. I don't know what it does. I don't know if it smells, wine smell. I don't know. Because hasich nesach, you should pour nesachim sheichar. What does sheichar mean? Lashem. We'll see in a second. So it does turn to that memtesim base. Kishem shenisuchoi begdusha kach srifos b'gedusha. So when you burn it, it has to be b'gedusha, in a place of gedusha. May mashma omar avinu asik kodesh kodesh. We learn gzereshava, and Rashi says, it seems from Rashi that it's a mitzvah to burn. Very interesting. This is a mitzvah to pour nisach hamayim. A continuation of that mitzvah is to burn the wine. Part of the mitzvah, Rashi says, the mitzvah say to asay usrei fasay mehachi yalav. Ksiv acha b'koydish hasich nesach by us by nisach hamayim. It says the word b'koydish. Uksiv asam by noisar leftover karbanas that you didn't eat. You didn't finish eating. What do you do with the meat? Asu to eat v'saraftas anoisav esh. You have to burn it. Loyachel ki koydishu. It still has gedusha. It was a carbon. You can't eat it, but it has gedusha. So burn it in a proper way. Keman Azla says the Gemara. So who does this go according to? Hodesanyin is sachim batchilo ma'alim bem. The concept of me'ila is anything that's part of the Beis Hamikdash, a carbon, money, anything that was donated to the Beis Hamikdash. If you use it, you're over a me'ila. You're not allowed to use it. And if you're over a me'ila, you have to bring a carbon, shamilo, you have to add a fifth, milga, fine. So if you use this wine, nesachim, by the way, nesachim is every day in the Beis Hamikdash, not just on Sukkot. Water is only the 7 days of Sukkot, but wine goes with every single carbon, basically, besides the chadis and asham, but every carbon, there's always oilos and everything in the car. You always bring wine. By the way, that vat was full, a lot of wine there. So, nesachim batchila ma'alim bem. There's an iser to use, and if you use the wine, you'd have to bring a carbon. It's ready to be poured on the mizbeach. Yor delishitin ein ma'alim bem. But once you pour it down the drain, as the Gemara is going to say later, nasa mitzvah, so the mitzvah was already done and accomplished, then the iser mi'ila goes away. The gedusha remains. It's still a gedusha, but you don't have to bring a carbon if you use it. So the Gemara says, who says this? Le'emer of Lazar Tzadiki. Lazar Tzadik, who says that it didn't go down into the ground, there's just a vat that held it. The Rabbanon, it went all the way down 1,000 miles into the ground. How are you going to use it? There's no way for you to catch it. Yeah, you did catch it. You put some sort of device, you took a fishing string, and you put a little cup down the and right after the kohen poured it, you pulled up the string, and somehow you got it. If you got it, are you over Mila? The answer is no, because it's already poured down the drain. The opposite. Some say that maybe this is Rabbana. The Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Elazar holds, and according to Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. He holds it's still a mitzvah to burn the wine. One day you have to go and burn this wine. So if you still have to burn the wine, you're in the middle of the mitzvah. If you're in the middle, so you're middle of the mitzvah, there's a lot of gedusha to it. So you should be over on me'ila. You didn't finish yet. So the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, not true. At the end of the day, since you poured it down the drain. By pouring it down the drain, the mitzvah was accomplished, even according to Rabbi Elazar b'Tzadik. You have to finish something else called burning it and getting rid of it and cleaning it out. But the mitzvah and therefore the big gedusha that creates a mila is gone. Oh? Ikar. What did I just say? The big mitzvah. Okay. Ikar mitzvah. So. The ikar mitzvah. That's a much better word. Ikar mitzvah. So. Because there is a little, Rashi Lishita does it. There's a little bit of a mitzvah left to burn it. But that's not what we're talking about. It's not like, just like for instance, I'll give you a mashal. When you shecht a carbon, there's a mitzvah like to eat it. But the ikir mitzvah is to shecht it. Like you could be mafkia the big me'ila part by shechting it. That's the ikir mitzvah. Later on, you're doing another mitzvah. It doesn't mean that the me'ila still sticks around in the carbon. Amar Shlokesh, b'zman shem menaschin yayin agavi mizbeach, hoikikin es hashitin. You plug up the shitin, says the Gemara. Why? So Rashi says, beautiful. You want to create a puddle and give the effect as if the Mizbeach is already full. It already has enough wine. It's not going down. I'm full. And then you pull out. You can see how the kohen has a little plug here. I don't know if you can see. And then the kohen pulls out the plug and it all goes down the drain like a bathtub. Comes right down. Says the Gemara. So based on that, what do you see it in the pasuk? Omer Papa. Sheikhar. What does sheikhar mean? Lashon shesia. It's a lashon of drinking, of a drink. Lashon tzvia, to be satiated. Lashon shichrus. Drunk. You're giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu enough wine to be drunk. Omer Papa. Shema Minah, Rashi says a little bit different. Simcha, he has a different girsa here. Our Papa, I'm saying it's Leibi, pay attention to that Rashi because they might ask it in the Dirsha. It's one of the, because Rashi says different than the Gemara over here. Says the Gemara, Omer HaPapa, Sheikh Allah, Shema Mino, Omer HaPapa, Shema Mino. I see from here, Kisova Inish Chamro, Migroini Sova. A person becomes satiated from wine, not by filling up his stomach, but by filling up his throat. Omer Rava, so what does that mean? Suver Mirabonon, Deloy Nefisha Le Chamro. Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have a lot of wine, what should he do? Ligama Gemuye. He should drink it in one shot. He should drink it quickly. Why? Because as we learned, by putting it down the faucet quickly, by opening up the plug and letting it go down quickly, and like the Gemara is saying, the svius comes from the throat. So if you want to feel satiated from wine, you don't have that much, drink it quickly. Don't, it would be, we would think, counterintuitive, we think that if you drink it, sip it slowly, not only do you not gain weight from it because you did it slowly, but you also be more satiated. It's not true. Should drink it quickly. So Rabbi Yashiv says, very interesting. Beautiful. You have to be Rabbi Yashiv for this. Why does Gemara say Talmud Chacham? Any human being that doesn't have a lot of wine, the way to be satiated is you should drink it quickly. So he says, because the Gemara in Yumadaf, Ayin Vav, says that wine makes you smarter. It's mufakech. So Talmud Chacham wants to be smarter. So in order for him to be smarter, you don't have a lot of wine to be smart, drink it quickly. Azoy Zokter. You have to put one and one together. Omar Rava, yeah, Rava, Akasa the Birkasa, Agami Gamui. When he did, let's say, Birkas Hamazan, any Kushal Bracha, Kiddush, Birkas Hamazan. So again, in order for the Chavivs HaMitzvah, he drank it quickly. We once learned in Masechta Shabbos that for when you cut the challah, massive pieces. So once in a while, I do it. Like I'll make a massive, when the oilam forgets, they laugh a little bit. I take this giant piece. It's Gishmak for the Chavivus HaMitzvah. Look at Rashi over here. Chavivus HaMitzvah. Again, Rashi with this theme, the whole Masechta Sukkah. When you do a mitzvah, you do it not to be Yaitzezai. Chavivus HaMitzvah. Dorash Rava, huh? Oh, the turning of the daf. Thank you. Sponsored by the MD White Tillim Group. Huh? I did? I said it a little late, no? Sponsored by the MD White Tillim Group for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas. Please join Tehillim.amindav.com. By Shlomo Lalazarian from Los Angeles, in honor of Rebelli's wife for sacrificing her life in order for Rebelli to prepare. That should only be a half a month sponsorship. Can't say it all month long. Darash Rava, Maidach Siv, Rabbi says, unbelievable. I got it there. Maidach Siv, Mayofu for Amayich Bana Olim. Bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your steps and the shoes, the daughter of a Nadiv. What does it mean? Mayafu b'amiseyim shel Yisrael b'shah sha'olin l'regel. How beautiful are the steps of Klai Yisrael. They walk the aliyah l'regel. Bas Nadiv. What does it mean? The daughter of the Nadiv of, how do you say Nadiv in English? Generous man. I like the generous, not noble. No, I mean, maybe that's the exact translation, but a nadiv, a guy that gives money, a guy that's generous to other people. Here, let's see. Bitoy shel Avraham Avinu shenikro bas nadiv. What's bas nadiv? The daughter of nadiv. The daughter of Avraham Avinu shenikro nadiv. He's considered a nadiv. Shenemar. Nadive amim nesofu am elokei Avraham. Elokei Avraham v'elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. What? Only he's a shem of Avraham, but not of the rest of the others. Elo Elikei Avram Shahoyat Chilo LaGerim. So I don't know over here. Noble doesn't fit in so well. Oh, noble hearted. Very good. He's another right. He has a good heart. He gives. Very good. Okay. That sits better. So once we're in the theme of Rabbi Yashiv says, what's the connection between Avram Avinu and Ali LaRegel? So he says, because a lot of people in those days didn't have shoes. They didn't have proper shoes. And there's a chiyuv, according to some Rishonim, to walk to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't even use an animal. Some people didn't have animals. You don't have shoes, you don't have an animal. So there are people out there giving out shoes. And that's the midah of Avraham Avinu of Chesed. That's where it fits in it. Yeah? Okay. Right. Yeah. But Why are we, where did I see? We're the children of Avraham Avinu. That was Oyel LeRegel. Very good. You have to understand this place that we're talking about, the Har HaBayis of everything that happened there, the whole history. All the Marishim was created there. The Akedas Yitzchak, the Noach and his Korbanos. It's unbelievable. Fine. So Leiby told me this yesterday. He says that if I were to ask you, what's more special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that you leave everything behind, you go on the way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, don't worry, nobody's going to take your fields, nobody's going to touch your stuff, you'll come back, everything will be okay. Or when you get to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many tens of thousands of Yidden, millions, and they're all being oived and sealed in Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, and they show you the Lechem Apanim, they bring out the Lechem Apanim, show you it's still hot from last week, and the smoke is like this. The Dveikos, you can't even imagine, it makes Uman look like, all the people go and say, tens, you're talking about the Dveikos, what's greater? So he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that when you leave your house to control your midas, your natural instinct, that's much more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Dveikos that you have when you get there. Leaving, to have that bitachon, to say, Hashem said it's going to be okay, it's okay, I don't care. That bitachon, that nekudav, you don't have to work 14 hours a day. You have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You work, you learn a little bit, you do. Bitachon. What's the lashon here? Kamenar ragleim shel Yisrael b'shasha oilim l'regal. That b'shasha oilim, leaving, that's more important. That control. Mayafu p'mayich ben olam. Unbelievable. Shkoyach Leiby. So, the continuation of that pasuk. In that pasuk, it says, Tana v'revanan, maydech siv chamuke yirichayich. We're not just jumping to another word. What are you saying? What's the connection between a thigh of a human being and Torah? Just like a thigh is hidden, it's covered. Torah should not be given on top of a mountain in front of everybody in a marketplace. All these people, these strangers listening. What's the opposite of this Gemara? The shear. It's just a joke. Sometimes, I can't think of anything more public than the internet and everything, but no, sometimes, I'm not the one to decide, but in different, there's a revolver once came here to Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he said, the worst thing in the world is to talk in Eretz Yisrael, to give a speech in English. But sometimes you have to speak in English. We're Ramat Beit Shemesh. And he spoke in English. Whatever, okay, fine. Anyways, correct. Those, everybody listening. All right. Edit, please. Cut. Take out. He's going to blow up the volume on that one. What?
Element of dignity.
Element of dignity. Ooh. Listen to this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the human beings. Higid l'cha adam, I'm going to tell you, man, matoiv, what's good for you. Uma Hashem dorish mimcha, what does Hashem demand of you? Ki im asois mishpat, you should do justice. Listen to this. Ve'ahavas chesed, you should love to do good to others. Ve'atznei'a leches im alikecha. And you should be humble and not as, what's the word? No. Asois mishpat ze'adin. You should have, this is the common sense things. V'havas chesed. And to love chesed zu, gemilus chasodim. So Rabbi, I don't know, Gershon, I don't know if you have it. I want to share with you a very short video. Mamish, 15 seconds of chesed within our shir. I thought it was very cool. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, but maybe I should play it over here for these guys, because it's not fair that they should see it. Oh, it's on the screen? Yeah, so play it, please. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, one minute. Before you play it, let me just say that Michael Bemela's house burnt down. How many of us over here had the machshava, maybe we should send their kids a toy or something. But there are people in the shir that really care. And they sent, and here's Michael Ben Mela's kids. And by the way, I do want to say that that kid is phenomenal. He does it better than the source. Watch.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Thank you so much to Rav Ellie and the whole entire MDY community.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Anyways, look at the simcha on these kids. Their house is burned down, but they're holding the toys that they got in the mail. And all the guys from NDY say, Yishkoyach for the chesed. Little chesed, thinking out of the box, do a little thing. All right. Vatznaya leches im elikecha. Leches, the word leches. Zu, hoitzoas hameis, vachnosas kala, toiv le leches al beis ha'ovel, leches beis ha'mishta. Somebody said yesterday, what was it that the Sfardim say, it's better to go to the funeral of a Sfardi than a chasen of Ashkenazi. Tar the leches a beis ha'avel, the leches a beis ha'mishta, says Rashi. So the word leches, vatznei leches, is referring that when you help in chaver kedisha, in a levaya, getting a levaya going, do it low key. Vachnosas kala lechupa, and when you do a wedding, so listen to this. This is a Rashi I wish I would have known a month ago before my son's wedding. I could have pulled it out for my wife. Of course she would have listened to this Rashi. It says that when you do a wedding, go low key. Don't be extravagant. Is that, what's the word? Forget the word. Next word for Panovich. Extravagant. But there's a different pshat in Rashi. Beautiful pshat. And he says, it's a big yisoid. He says when a person does chesed, he shouldn't go around tooting his horn. He shouldn't go around telling people about it. And different Sfarim, Chavis Lavavis, I think, and different, I saw it different places, different times. There's also a Gemara once that a woman fasted 40 days, and then she told everybody, oh, I fasted 40 days, she lost all her schar. So when you go around and you tell people, oh, look at the chesed I did, I just married off this kala, she's mamish and nebuch, they came to me and I paid up the chasana, you lose the schar. It's not kedai. It's kedai to go low-key, leches. Hasnei leches, when it comes to hoitzas hameis, vachnosas kala. Which part? Oh, no, they had nothing to do with it. Also, by the way, I feel bad. I was learning this afterwards. Yechiel, I had to convince him. He didn't want me to say his name and how much he gave him, the whole thing. But I said, listen, it's a chizik for other people. Other people have to know. There's a working guy in Far Rockaway. He's not the biggest usher. He's young. And he said, I'm taking an investment, $2,500 to buy 100 gemaras. I think it's a chizik for other people. You have to know. If I would have said, stam, a nice amount, $100, $500, whatever. Now you know. There are things that you do in the open. People know that you're part of this wedding. You just gave a hesped on the mace. You're part of the levaya. They know it. And the Torah says, you should be quiet about it. When you give tzedakah to somebody, certainly you shouldn't toot your horn. You shouldn't tell people about it. It should be done. It's unbelievable. When you give tzedakah, it's greater than bringing all the kurbanas, all of them. Ayla, shlam, chatas, asham, taida, everything. It's better, it's more beloved Hashem than a zevach, than a karban. Now, there's a step of tzedakah which is greater than all the kurbanas, and there's a step above that called milus chesed, which is even greater than that. Shenemar. Zero lochem litzdoko v'kitzru lefi chos chesed. Listen to this. You should seed the field, and that's tzedakah, and then you reap the field. What's greater? What's better? To reap or to put a seed in? You put a seed, you don't know. Maybe it'll get washed away. Kitzru, you're going to have food tomorrow. It's 100 times better to reap. And that's chesed. V'kitzru lefi chesed. In other words, You see the field, you don't know if you're going to eat. Now, Rashi also talks about that it's hard to find the right tzedakah versus chesed. Chesed is easier. Tzedakah, you don't know that the person really needs that money. Chesed, you're doing somebody a favor, you automatically get the schar. You did a favor for somebody. Tzedakah, mechet ha'isa. I was driving right out of Far Rockaway, and it could be I'm completely, somebody will be, you have to be Mlam Tzchus. I saw a guy that was not Jewish at all. I mean, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. He just, and he was with a family of non-Jews, 100% non-Jews. And this is in a very bad neighborhood outside of Harakwe, but he had tzitzis and a white shirt. And to me, it seemed like he just came from Gourmet Glot, outside of Gourmet Glot. He just puts on a yarmulke. He has a tzitzis. And everybody gives a tzedakah. He looked like, you know, with the yarmulke, with the tzitzis, he could just fit in somehow. But he was mamish part of that neighborhood. Now, you could say, okay, maybe not, isn't that. But I'm saying, okay, so let's say that's a bad example. But there are people that are not roy for tzedakah, and you give them, and you don't know if you're being mekayim the mitzvah or not. But kids really be chesed. When you do chesed, you're going to reap the rewards no matter what. Okay, but in a chanami, if you do the same chesed, that guy, correct. Listen to this. Tzedakah, you give a guy a check, but you get rewarded based on how hard it is for you. So says Rashi, let's say you go to the guy's house. Oh, now his char is that much more. Every tzedakah can be, you tell the guy, come to my house, I'll give you a check. That's one way. But when you go to him, it's harder for you. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures it by how hard that act took you. Shenemar ziru lochem litzdaka v'kitzru l'fi chesed. Tanur Rabbanan. B'shloi shedvar m'gdelo gimil chasodim yisim ha-tzdaka. There's three things that chesed is greater than tzdaka. Tzdaka b'mamaynoi. Tzdaka is done with his money only. Gimil chasodim b'im b'gufay b'mamaynoi. Gimil chesed is with your body. That's why my shver, and I said this over, he used to be a waiter and make chasenets with his own body in his own building with his own money, but he wanted to do begufay. Tzedaka la'anim. Tzedaka is for the poor. Gemilas chasadim bein la'anim bein la'shim. This is amazing. A lot of people don't know this. You could do chesed with a wealthy person. You're doing him chesed. Why not? You're helping him out. That's chesed. It's not a tzedaka. Tzedaka la'chayim. Tzedaka is for the life. Gemilas chasadim bein la'chayim bein la'meisim. You do tzedaka bein la'chayim bein la'meisim. I want to point out something that chesed can be done with your mouth. You don't have to give something. You don't have to give a tool to somebody or lend them money, which is all tremendous. But by picking up the phone and giving somebody a good word, by texting somebody a nice thing, that's chesed. I want to tell you a mice about Reb Moshe Feinstein. There was a woman that used to call Reb Moshe Feinstein every single Friday and ask him, what time is Hadlakas Neiros? Every single Friday for years. So one of his kids said, Ta, tell her to buy a calendar. And he said, if I'm going to tell her that, that means I'm looking for excuses to get out of chesed. And maybe I'm going to make excuses in other things. Somebody asks me for a favor, I do them a favor. And I'll tell you another story. These are simple stories, but they're godless. There was a girl who received cake from her father in the shtetl once a week. They were very poor. Gave them a small piece of cake, L'Kovet Shabbos. And on Pesach night, her brother, who came from yeshiva for Pesach, was sitting at the Seder, and she got up and she said, I want to give my brother a special present that I saved for him because he learns Torah. She runs to her room and pulls out the bag of cake on Seder night and gives it to her brother. And they said, ooh, it's a problem. It's a shtickle problem. She's young. It's chametz, and we can't burn it now, so we'll put something on top of it. We'll put it to the side. Great. Who was this woman? She's Zoicha to marry Reb Moshe Feinstein. All right, anyway, but it's godless. A young kid to put away that one piece of cake, covered her brother who learns Torah. But anyways, Vayita Gigangin, says the Gemara, where are we? Vomer Belazer. Yeah, we said that. Bein l'chaim bein l'meis. Vomer Belazer. Kolo yisit zdaka mishpat, kilo mila kolo ilum kule chesed. If you do tzedakah and din, you fill the whole world with chesed. Shemar, oyev tzedaka u'mishpat. Chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. Shematoyim ha'kala ba likfoitz koifetz. Maybe you'll say, listen, I want to do chesed. It's easy to come upon chesed. Tamaloy ma'am ma'yokar chazlach ha'likim. It's hard to find the right guy. That's what you said. Maybe the guy is not a good guy. Yachol av yirushamayim kin. You think that a person who yirushamayim has a hard time finding the right guy to give chesed. Tamaloy ma'am v'chesed Hashem ma'oylam ad'oylam al yireyov. The people that love Hashem, they'll have the opportunity to do chesed. Omer b'chomer by her papa. Kol adam sheyesh alav chen. I don't know how to say chen in English. A certain grace, the way he looks. Charm. Oh, I like that. Charm is a very good word. Thank you. That's better than what the article said. Biadua. A quality of charm. I like the quality. Yeah, charisma. Charisma not. Charm. I like charm. Biadua shu yirei shamayim. You should know that he has yir shamayim. Shenemar chesed Hashem me'oylam ve'ad oylam al yireyov. Should we stop right here? Let's stop right here. Aboisai, have a wonderful day.